This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters could be removed from overseeing this fall's votes. Peters is under criminal investigation for compromising election security. CPR's Banda Berkland.
The allegations are that Tina Peters let an unauthorized person into a secure area to take pictures of hardware and passwords before and after an annual system upgrade, and allowed that person to watch the upgrade. Tina Peters has said she thinks something didn't seem right about the 2020 election. So it appears she's trying to uncover fraud. There isn't evidence of widespread election fraud.
That's CPR's Banda Berkland. A high school swimmer with diabetes has filed a federal discrimination complaint against the Colorado High School Activities Association. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
When he swam in meets last season, 16-year-old Ethan Orr wore a glucose monitor attached with a square of adhesive tape. But at the state championships, an association official barred him from participating. A rule states that swimmers can't use foreign substances to aid their speed, buoyancy, or body compression. The association then disqualified the rest of Orr's team. Orr's lawyer says the teen is protected under two federal disability laws. Association officials could not be reached for comment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A service this afternoon will remember former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb, who died last month. The event at 3:30 at Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum will be open to the public and streamed online. This is CPR News.